Good morning. It's the 11th of June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah chapter 35. I'm going to read to you from two books. The first is a short section from Brother John Carter, his book God's Way. And after that, we'll look at Brother Ray Willett's book on Isaiah. This section from Brother Carter is headed Blessings of the Millennium. I read. During the millennium, the people who are the subjects of God's kingdom will be mortal, but the excellence of the conditions under which men will then live will prolong life. Thus it is written that when Jerusalem is a rejoicing and her people a joy, there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. Those words come from Isaiah 65. The man who in the days of his ministry healed the blind, the deaf, and the dumb, and the lame, thus attesting that he was the one of whom the prophets had spoken, will yet exercise in fullness the same power for the benefit of all who have need. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Of course, those words come from Isaiah 35. And now from Brother Ray Willetts. The good news to Israel is, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad, and the desert shall blossom as the rose. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. But Messiah has come. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God when they look upon him whom they pierced. The good news for saints of all ages is, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He, Jesus, will come and save you. In verses 5 to 8, the divine wisdom combines the natural and spiritual blessings awaiting Israel and, by extension, the whole world through the rulership of Christ and his immortalized saints. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The fulfillment will be literal enough, but the underlying meaning has a clear reference to the spiritual state of Israel, to whom God said, hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. That's Isaiah 42, verse 18. The same is true of the lame and dumb, as the waters of righteousness flow out from Jerusalem for the healing of the nations. The highway of verse 8, while referring to the pilgrimage to Zion, is also the way of holiness, revealed by the saints in their priestly work. This is the way, walk ye in it, as we read in chapter 30, verse 21. It is the way of redemption and security. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Who are these ransomed of the Lord? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. That's from chapter 33. This will not happen for our sakes, but we can become part of God's purpose. May we so walk before God that we may obtain everlasting joy in that day. Amen to that. Thank you for listening.